Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Just outstanding to be with you on this Thursday morning, because yesterday the Eagles got an absolutely major win. We're going to talk about it. Tush push stays. For many of us, a surprise. For some of us, a shock. So, look, we'll get into it today. And certainly get into the Phillies as well. They just keep winning. I know these games are out west, and you know, people probably aren't watching quite as much this week when it's games that, you know, get over around 11 o'clock or so, but they're playing great baseball, and they deserve a lot of credit. We'll give it to them today. We'll certainly take your phone calls. You know, two other cool things about today's show. You can win tickets to a Phil's game coming up in a couple weeks on our program. You got a call to win. And also, Eagles first-round draft pick Jahad Campbell is going to be on the show in an hour and a half at 7:25, our first chance to talk to the Eagles rook. So a lot to do. Buckle up and be with us. And certainly join us if you can at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It once rained for a million years.
Well,
on Earth.
Okay. I mean, what's the word, James?
Rich, you'll run these by me every once in a while. Yeah. And I said to you, you know exactly what Joe's going to say.
What am I going to say, John?
How do they know?
John, what did I tell you?
I told you exactly what he's going to say.
Fossil record.
Oh, fossil my ass.
Yeah. It was 232 to 234 million years ago. In the late Triassic.
Fossils, what are they? I don't believe in those.
Well, no, but I wasn't taught to speak that way. I apologize. If any of the priests are listening, my former nuns in Norwood, I apologize.
What about your teachers who tried to teach you?
I don't apologize on the scientific front. I shouldn't say things like what I just said. A fossil, my hiney!
This period of extreme rainfall, it lasted 1 to 2 million years, and it was driven by volcanic eruptions in modern-day Alaska and British Columbia.
I think John is absolutely correct about this.
Look, it's a funny thing there. All right, guys, so let's roll. I mean, holy mackerel. Tush push major story, and I think let me frame it this way. I get three reactions to it. I'm gonna start with this. I think it's a major win. Not a minor. I think it's a major win. I think the tush push helps the Eagles win one or two games a year, maybe even three. Can't prove it. But
I think that's a little...
Three might be a lot. Three might be more than... But I think it
you're
does...
You're digging in a little deeper.
Here's where I'll say. I think it gets them a win or
it
two
helps
a year.
It helps them convert a few extra first downs a year that they would not even try to convert.
Correct.
I think that's the key. They would not even be attempting that fourth down conversion or that third down conversion or even calling that first down play that way.
I agree, John.
If it weren't for this play.
So I'm obviously fascinated to know what is your reaction. And I'm curious, are you in the surprised category or the shocked category based on the clamor that it's been out there the last couple months and certainly the sentiment that was around yesterday for many that thought it would be gone? I was one of them. I am not shocked that it stayed. I am surprised that it stayed. But what your reaction, 215-592-9494. John, I got three main reactions. One, major victory. Like, just case in point, and I mean this is no disrespect to this guy, I think it's more important than, like, if we found out yesterday Reed Blankenship's out for the year. Reed, if you're listening, buddy, dude,
don't say that.
I honestly mean no offense to that.
You're in so much trouble.
No, he's turned into a solid player. But, like, I actually think this is a major win for the – that's my main reaction. Major win. Not minor. Major. Second reaction. I do think the league got it wrong. You guys that have listened to me the last couple weeks and, frankly, the last couple of years know I think it should have been, in my opinion, legislated out. But it wasn't, and good for the Eagles. Point three. And this one is a big point also. A tremendous victory elevating the legendary status of Jason Kelce and Jeffrey Lurie.
Without a doubt.
Major victory. And what a great job by these guys. Are you kidding me?
I mean, just the idea of bringing, and honestly, as a Philadelphian and as an Eagles fan, I appreciate how hard they fought
for this. Of course.
It means a lot.
So, you know, we've talked about, and people like Ree and I grew up with Ed Snyder as the best owner in sports. There's no question locally. There's no question. And Jeffrey Lurie is right there with Ed Snyder from a historical standpoint of, you know, I mean, both have won two championships in Philadelphia. Both had for the bulk of their tenure, sustained success for the franchise. You're not going to win the title every year, but you want to be in the hunt much more often than not. Snyder's Flyers were. Lurie's Eagles are. So I just look at this one as another feather in the cap of Jeffrey Lurie, and a really big one, by the way. And then for Kelce to come in 1 year after retiring and help his organization, that's major, man. So while I do think the league got it wrong, as an Eagles fan, I am pumped up with enthusiasm because I think it was a phenomenal day for the Eagles. John, your thoughts?
We can be a greater version of the Eagles with the push working for us again. It makes us more aggressive in every way. I love that. I find it really interesting to look at only two.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
NFC teams who voted... There are only two NFC teams who voted to keep this play besides the Eagles. And it's the Saints, who have Kellen Moore as their head coach now. So good for them. Good for Kellen Moore, by the way. And the Detroit Lions.
You respect that, don't you, John?
I respect that so much.
I know
that's tough by Dan Campbell. Yep. That's tough by his organization. And they're the only team on our schedule season who said yes to the tush push. The Detroit Lions said, we don't care if you run it or not, we're going to try to stop it. And I respect that so much. You know, Dan Campbell is going to use that as the... Dan Campbell's insane enough, he's probably looking forward to how crazy that's going to be when he gets to use it to prepare his team all week long to get ready for us. You know, they're going to say, hey, we're going to stop it. And that's the game, Joe, where you're going to see all sorts of crazy stuff off of the tush push looks, the personnel groupings, the formations, the down and distance expectations. That's when you'll see the end around or the flip behind the line of scrimmage and the pass downfield. Different stuff. That's why this play can be exciting. And it blows a hole in that nonsense you were saying yesterday. I'm excited to see where it goes because I do think you'll see those permutations this year. But man, good for the other tough team. And really, let's be honest. I lost a lot of respect for the 49ers over the last couple seasons because of just their outlook and the way that they've dealt with adversity, with and the way that they've dealt with us, I guess.
Sure.
This was very admirable by the Detroit Lions, and they continue to be the other tough team in the NFL.
Well, listen,
a team whose owners backed their coach, because there were a few owners, like Jonathan Gannon, Shane Steichen, and all these guys come out publicly, and Mike Tomlin, all these guys are like, hey, this shouldn't go, and then their owners did not back them publicly. Dan Campbell's one of the few owners who backed his guy.
Here's what would be fascinating to know. We may find out someday. My guess is we will probably never find out. Did any owners flip their vote yesterday after the 1 hour impassioned plea by Jeffrey Lurie and the additional by Jason Kelsey? You know, were minds totally made up entering that room, and this is the way the vote would have gone? Or did those guys actually, in the final hour, save the tush push? And I got to tell you, I tend to think that in the final hour, they saved the tush push. That's my gut feeling. It's my gut feeling. So I just have tremendous respect for Kelsey and Lurie, obviously. What the Eagles have been doing for recent years has been masterful. And this is a big part of it. And, you know, it's a feather in the cap of Stoutland, Kelsey, Juergens, Lane Johnson, or not Lane as much on that side, Mulata, Dickerson, the left side of the line, you know what those guys do. I'm not trying to take away from Lane on the right side, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, the Eagles run left with it, and Hurts, obviously. And Goddard, you know, everyone that's involved in it in the major ways. What a thing. And John, your point about Dan Campbell, I agree with you. And I want to play some audio of Dan Campbell that I think will get people to respect him even more. Let's listen. After the vote came down yesterday, Dan Campbell commented on it publicly. Mad props to this guy. Here's what he said.
I'm like, hey, man, like Philly obviously is known for this because, you know, they're the ones who've really kind of perfected it and done it, do it over and over. And I'm like, man, good for them. And if you got something, we got to stop it. So, like, to me, leave it in. And, you know, we plan this year, we got to find a way to stop it. And I like that.
That's, you know, John, that's your kind. That is your kind of guy, man.
You know, he's been this way from day one. He's been this way from the get-go, and it's just been, it's been awesome for the league. It's been awesome.
I agree with that. To
bring back some old school.
I agree.
I know everything's changing and players are different, but he's retaining some of the stuff that really matters.
So I'm going to tell you, and again, we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. And please also consider coming to the table on the Phils. I mean, what they're doing these days is awesome. Best record in the National League, 6 in a row. Harper's on fire. Trey is playing great. So all of that on the table. But one more tush push comment I want to make, and I think it's important. And I actually think it's the one thing Dan Campbell kind of got wrong with the way he presented it when he talked about, you know, we got to stop it. I actually don't think that's really the challenge for the other 31 teams. I don't think the challenge is to stop it. I think the challenge is to do it. That's the one thing I'll say that I disagree with the way a lot of people nationally frame this. I don't think the challenge is to stop it, because I'm going to be candid. I don't think teams will stop it, meaning more than the 5% of times that they pull it off. You know, the 2 or 3 times a year where teams actually stop it. That's not stopping it. I think the real challenge for teams is going to be doing it.
Why?
On offense.
I mean, defensive coaches are going to come up with all sorts of new ideas. I don't think so.
Honestly, it's the best way to get rid of it for all these people is if it becomes an unstoppable play across the league, then it takes away drama from the game, en masse.
I think that, look for that over the next 2 to 3 years.
So I am 100% with you.
Because they're not going to stop Hurts and Dickerson, and they're not going to do that. I mean, Mulata, they're not going to stop
it. Not at a consistent enough rate.
They're not going to.
Question for our listeners, which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.